In a few minutes, the person taking on Google in Europe. From APM, I'm David Brancaccio. There's news today. Goldman Sachs, one of the top investment banks, is in talks to get out of a key business, specifically the raw commodity coal. That's according to the Wall Street Journal today. Now, we've been covering the wider story over the last year, and Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is here live with more. Good morning.
Hi, David.
Mitchell, what is Goldman Sachs reportedly contemplating here?
Well, actually, several major U.S. investment banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Goldman, all appear to be trying to get out of commodities. So that's producing and also warehousing raw materials. We're talking coal, oil and gas, metals like aluminum. So back to Goldman, the company bought a pair of coal mines in Colombia, the country, back in 2010. Then it ran into environmental problems. It had workers' families blocking access to one of the mines over labor issues. Then coal prices fell pretty dramatically. Reportedly, Goldman is now trying to sell off these coal operations, and that would be actually at a loss.
And Goldman and other banks are getting a little nudge, actually more than a little nudge, from senators and regulators in Washington, right?
Right. So back in November, the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, not something I guess you want to be dragged in front of, held a hearing into investment banks and particularly the risks that they've allegedly been running by dealing heavily in commodities. So here's the concern, and it was expressed by both Senator John McCain, a Republican, and Carl Levin, a Democrat. First, drilling and mining poses major risks. You know, you can have spills, pollution, miners and rig workers can be hurt or killed in accidents. The Federal Reserve has said that investment banks haven't put aside enough capital and nor do they carry enough insurance to deal with disasters like this. You know, I mean, think of BP and the Gulf oil spill. Right. The senators also charged Goldman in particular with using its commodities operations to manipulate the supply and thus the price of things like aluminum. Now, Goldman, for its part, says it is adequately protected financially. And also, it doesn't really control much of the world commodities market, so it can't actually impact prices.
All right. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thank you. Let's check some numbers. The 100-share index in London is up 0.4%. S&P Dow and NASDAQ futures are up. The internet search and advertising giant Google has its hands full in Europe. Antitrust regulators there have accused it of abusing its power to, among other things, favor its business partners in Google search results. Back in February, President Obama warned the EU to be sure that any antitrust action not be, quote, commercially driven, a suggestion Europe might be out to help its homegrown companies. Google denies wrongdoing. The high-profile official leading the case against Google is Europe's Competition Commissioner, Margrethe Vestager. She joins us from her home country of Denmark. Commissioner Vestager, good morning.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
So when I look up something on Google in Europe, it might, you think, sometimes favor some of the people it has business relationships with, and that would violate your rules?
Yeah, because as a consumer, you would expect to get the best answer to your query. And if systematically you get sort of the Google service, well, that may not be the best thing. And then other companies may wonder, should we invest in new and innovative products if we can never be found by Google? And therefore, the risk is that you, as a consumer, get less choice.
Now, I saw this internal memo to Google's own employees. The company claimed that it is competing on its merits in Europe and elsewhere and offers a good search service, and that competition to Google is just really a click away. I know that you, Commissioner, you use Google and you think it's a good service. Mm-hmm. Are you just trying to penalize a company for being very good at what it does?
Oh, no. On the contrary, I think I and others should congratulate any successful company because this is great for job creation and for growth. But when it comes to being very dominant. In many European countries, almost 90% or more than 90% of all search would be Google search. So you have this very dominant position, and that also, you know, requires you not to misuse this dominant position.
Moving on from Google, you're also leading the effort to investigate Russia's state-owned energy firm, Gazprom, for allegedly overcharging, especially in Eastern Europe. Are you worried that that investigation is going to disrupt international relations at a tense time?
It's a strictly sort of law enforcement effort. What we find is that Gazprom enabled themselves to charge maybe 40% more for gas in five countries. And that, of course, for the consumer makes the cost of heating the home or cooking or any other use of electricity much more expensive than it maybe ought to be.
Margrethe Vestager is the European Commissioner for Competition, speaking from Copenhagen. Commissioner, thank you.
It was a pleasure to be with you.
Now, there was one more, I will say, off-point question I needed to ask the commissioner. See, there's a great television series from Denmark, a political drama like The West Wing, only in Danish. It's called Borgen, and the show's lead character is a woman who ends up as Prime Minister of Denmark. Well, the people who made that show say that Margrethe Vestager was a key inspiration for that star character. I asked the commissioner if she sees herself when she watches that show.
Well, of course, it's always hard to tell when it's fiction. But, you know, she has more or less the same family relations. Her husband is also a teacher. The party is very much like the party which I belong to, the Social Liberal Party. There's a lot of things that look alike. And anyway, I would recommend it if one wants to see how Nordic politics work.
Naughty politics. Some of it was deliciously vicious in that Danish TV series. The cable channel Link TV runs it, but I found the box set of Borgen Season 1. It provoked a binge in front of our television. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.